in full control. "We're running out of time!" Only the baby was unhurt. A boy of about 4 looked like he wouldn't make it. He for sure wouldn't if I didn't get him to One Eye in a hurry. Water splashed and a man shrieked right outside. A body slammed against the door, which creaked and gave a little. Sara swatted the girl to calm her, fitted her onto my back. I asked, "How about your mother?" Never mind. The troll was with us now. She had a 2-year-old of indeterminate sex riding her left hip and the business end of a broken spear clutched in her right hand. She was ready for Taglians. Getting ready actually took less time than it requires to tell it. Sara carried the baby. Tide tied the wounded boy onto his back, kept his sword in hand. He and I went to the door. I peeked through cracks between the mutilated timbers. The Taglian soldier lurched past outside. I asked, "You first, or me? One to lead, one as rear guard."
"Me, from this day forward."
"What?" "Back!" I snapped. But he glimpsed the hurtling shape at the same time. He slid to the right as I moved to the left of the doorway. We were out of the way when the door blew inward. We jumped at the intruder, recognized him barely in time. Uncle Doge! He was a lucky man. The weight of the children we carried had slowed us just enough to allow us time to see who had blown in. "Go," I told Tide. We did not need to hold a conference. Tide encountered a pair of Taglians immediately. I jumped out and drove one away. Ki Gota wobbled out behind us. She stuck the tip of her spearhead into the throat of the nearest Taglian. Then she settled the child more comfortably on her hip, turned on the other soldier. A white crow swooped past, laughing like a troop of monkeys. The surviving Taglian was not a foolish young man. He headed for the nearest gang of his countrymen. "Go, go!" I barked at Tide. "Gota, Sara, follow Tide. Uncle, where are you? We're gonna leave your ass here." Uncle Doge stepped outside as the Taglian pointed us out to his comrades. "Take the child away, standard bearer. Ashwand will be your shield." He put on an amazing display, though I glimpsed only a few furious moments. That funny little wide man took on the whole mob of Taglians and killed 6 of them in about as many seconds. The rest took off. Then we splashed into the alley. We reached safety moments later. In minutes, One Eye was working on the wounded children, albeit not cheerfully. And I was deploying some of the old crew, with Goblin, for a limited counterattack. Chapter 72. That night was the final watershed. There was never any pretense of friendship with Mogaba again. I had no doubts myself that he would have come after us if the mistaken attack